I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The 7 every weekday. So follow The 7 right now.
Power, manipulation, control. Prosecutors say those are the tactics a Pennsylvania man used to sexually assault a group of sisters.
It's alleged Lee Kaplan was gifted the oldest of the girls by her own parents who live in Pennsylvania's Amish country.
He's accused of raping 6 sisters, fathering 2 children, and telling the girls he was a prophet.
This is Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Sevilla Stoltzfus told a jury if she was out of jail, she would be okay with him continuing his sexual relationships with the girls.
They had no birth certificates and weren't enrolled in any school.
At times, she says she was jealous of the attention her children were getting because she too had been gifted by her husband to be one of Kaplan's wives.
Daniel Stoltzfus says he thought it would be legal after doing research online.
I thought they were just part of his family.
Little children, little girls. 6 of them in suburban Pennsylvania, kept as, quote, wives, little girls kept as wives of an alleged pedophile, quote, prophet. A prophet right there in your suburb. The children, by the time they were found, had Lyme disease, rotted out teeth, and they didn't even know how to wash their own hair. Testimony in the trial of 52-year-old perv Lee Kaplan in Pennsylvania. The mother of the 6 little girls, who I may also say should rot in hell. The mother of the 6 girls claims that their abuser, this horrific 52-year-old freak, was gifted the girls as wives. Okay, now how do you say that? That's like, the door was left open and the dog got out and ran into the traffic. Like the door did it on its own. Listen to this phraseology. The mother of these 6 little girls says the alleged pedophile sex abuser was, quote, gifted her 6 daughters as wives. Translation, she forked them over for a lifetime of pain. Kaplan, this guy, Lee Kaplan, the 52-year-old from Bucks County, helped the family, the mother's family, out when they fell on hard times. Police arrested Kaplan. They discovered 11 little girls living in his home, including 2 babies he fathered with one of the little Stoltzfus girls. Yeah. Ew. Of course, here's DFAX showing up a day late and a dollar short. They find all these children with rotted out teeth, Lyme disease. They had to have their teeth pulled out. You know, the neighbors had seen this. I don't know what happened at the schools. Once again, DFAX sitting at their desk, fat, dumb, and happy. Savila Stolfus says she knew her children were being raped by Kaplan, but believe it stemmed from his communications with God. I don't know what God they are, think they're worshiping, but it's not anything I've ever heard of. Kaplan, facing numerous charges of statutory rape and sex assault. Once again, DFAX, Department of Family and Children's Services, dragging their heels while these girls are now set up for a lifetime of pain. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. And as horrific as it is, we cannot turn away in good conscience from this. We cannot turn away and not listen to it and not know about it. We're not the monkeys, the three monkeys, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. We have to confront it and do something about it. Now, Alan Duke, the Duke, joining me from his posh Hollywood pad in Hollywood. Excuse me. What part of Hollywood are you in?
I'm actually in the Valley. I'm a Valley boy right now.
Okay. Sadly to me, that means absolutely nothing. But
Studio City area, just over the hill from Hollywood and Beverly Hills. I can just go right over the hill, and I'm right down there with all of the big stars.
So you can look out your window and see Tori Spelling getting evicted?
Yes. Yeah. Well, if I go up the hill, George Clooney lives nearby.
I thought he lived in a castle in Italy.
He lives in the house that Clark Gable used to live in.
Yeah, I just, okay, you know what, Alan, stop. I want to get back to Ted Kaplan. As much as you'd like to talk about Clark Gable, God rest his soul, I want to get back to Lee Kaplan and how, out of a whole neighborhood, nobody noticed all the little children, girls, living there, and that two little bitty girls got pregnant and gave birth, and they all have rotten teeth and Lyme disease. How does that happen? And don't they have to go to school, for Pete's sake?
Well, there's homeschool. There's homeschool.
Yeah, and we're having a lot of problems with homeschooling, and I'm not knocking homeschooling. I have a relative in Florida, and she homeschools her children. And let me tell you something. When they were in first grade, they were already studying the great classics of literature, classical music. I'm like, guess what? John, Dave, and Lucy, and other ABCs. So I'm not knocking it, but what I'm saying is there's no accountability. Nobody knows where the children are, or how they were doing, or if they're pregnant with rotted teeth and Lyme disease, Alan.
There is homeschool done right, and there are people who are very serious about it.
Did you just hear me not talk about my cousin in Florida?
I know about your wonderful, talented cousin.
That's how I started the whole thing.
But there are people, and we have to acknowledge this, we dealt with this in the Adrian Jones tragedy, where there are some horrible people who hide their kids, isolate their kids by saying, oh, we're homeschooling them.
We're homeschooling,
i.e. Yeah, they're homeschooling them with torture.
Abusing them, beating them, and neglecting them.
Yes. Yes.
Let's get back to Kaplan. A prophet. That always makes me suspicious when people just outright claim they're a prophet.
Well, he's got the beard and the hair. I mean, I just need a more fuller beard, and I probably could be considered a prophet.
Are we back on you, Alan?
Yes.
Okay. Try to focus off Alan and on to these six little girls and the mother.
Okay.
I think the mother needs to go to jail because she knew about what was happening. You know, there I am sugarcoating it. She knew this 52-year-old man was having sex with her little girls, and she believed it, quote, could be a good thing. Then this Bucks County Children and Youth Supervisor testified that the girls were taken to a doctor after his arrest for the first time in their lives. I'm learning a lot of this from Philly.com. And I'm overwhelmed. The mother of the six girls that Kaplan viewed of wives She tells the girls to tell the truth to police about what happened, as they believed, quote, God was at work in their relationships with a man decades older than them. I'm learning this from Justine McDaniel. She's a staff writer who has been covering this trial for Philly.com. Now, the mother goes on to say, most people would consider him a very bad man. This is the mother. And this was a recorded conversation that detectives played. But we understand it was God and it was for a good purpose. You know, she's not crazy. She's not legally insane. Therefore, she is part and parcel of this and she must go to jail unless they work some kind of an immunity deal with her. Alan?
Yeah, how can you not face some kind of punishment for doing this, going along with this? I mean, these girls were in there 5 years? Is that what it was?
Well, the other thing is this, Alan, I mean, under civil law in our country, our jurisprudence system that was gifted to us, that we adopted, we chose to adopt it from Great Britain, from there are hundreds and hundreds of years of law, you know, which was brought to them by the Anglo-Saxon invasion. That's where this code, the legal code, came from. But under that code, you do not go to jail for refusing to act. Say, Alan, you fall into a lake. I can swim. I'm an Olympic swimmer, but I don't rescue you. I cannot go to jail for that in our country. However, if you have a duty to act, i.e. you're the mother of these girls, that's a whole different can of worms. Plus, she made an overt act, and that is handing the girls over. Alan, you've covered a lot of conspiracy cases. Conspiracy when you plan to commit a crime. A big defense to conspiracy is, oh, that was just talking about it. I dreamed about it. It was a movie script. It wasn't real. Unless you commit an overt act to further the conspiracy. And by her handing the girls over to him, that was an overt act. I just can't sit still while this woman is not prosecuted, Alan.
And if you're a parent, I think that is child neglect. The more I look at this, you know, you called this case to my attention and I didn't quite believe what. And I looked at it and I said, it was so much isolation. These girls didn't even know how to wash their hair. When they were put into foster care, they actually had to be shown a video how to wash their hair. That's how basic it was. What kind of lives were they leading?
And how could you hand over a little girl as young as age seven, and know that every night he's raping her? And you stand by and do nothing. The second day of this trial, a little girl takes a stand to describe summer swimming in Kaplan's backyard pool, learning history from documentaries, taking care of chickens, picking fruit from trees, and being raped by a man 37 years older than her. That witness, the rape started when she was 10. And they asked the girl, do you know why Mr. Kaplan was having sex with you? And she responded, because I'm his wife. Well, how did you know you were his wife? Because he told me. Over two full days, a parade of witnesses testified about the family and living with this predator. I want to know, you know, you have talked many times, Alan, about how your grandmother married when she was 15.
Right.
And I told you about my grandmother on my father's side in Alabama that was married when she was 14. And they were married well over 65 years.
Yeah.
And you suggested that child briding, and I'm using that as a verb, is okay in some circumstances. And I vehemently disagree.
No, I was asking a question. let's be clear about that. I was asking, why was it okay 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 years ago or way back in time? And all of a sudden in the last, how many, 20 years? It's just appalling that somebody at age 15 gets married or 14.
I have a question for you. Why is it that thousands of years ago, we wore animal skins, had no shoes?
I still do that.
And wandered the earth looking for food.
I still do that.
And fearing lightning.
I don't do that.
Because we advanced. We progressed to a different level. And God willing, 1,000 years from now, they're going to look back at you and I and laugh their heads off. So that's why.
They're laughing at us now.
Because we now have come to the understanding that it's wrong. You know, there's a theory in the law, which I vaguely recall from first year of law school, that the law exists and it is our duty through case law, i.e. cases, to divine it, to figure it out. It just took a while to figure out how wrong this is, this child briding.
I'm not saying it's right, but I'm asking, I think it's interesting that, yes, we both have grandparents who were married at 14 and 15 and stayed married forever, and it wasn't a wild, unusual thing. Times were different back then.
Well, I got them back. I didn't get married until I was 47. So there.
You balanced it out.
Now, don't blab that because the twins think I'm 11 and a half. Don't mess it up.
I'm sure they do. it could be this, that we do stay children longer now, I think. I was looking at a book last night about this. Actually, a U.S. Senator, Sass from Nebraska, has written a book talking about how people don't grow up anymore until they're way, way older, that, you know, you're 25 years old and you're still like what's the difference in a 14 and a 25 year old in the way you still live at your parents' house? You don't have your career going.
Alan, if you're talking about late bloomers, I'm talking about a sex predator. Okay. Get back on the, back in the middle of the road, Alan, back in the middle of the road.
How society treats 15 year olds today is different than they treated them 100 years ago.
I want to pause and thank our sponsor today, Zip Recruiter. It's awesome. And if you're hiring, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the very best candidates? Well, with Zip Recruiter, you can post your job to 100 plus job sites with one click. Then their technology matches the right people to your job better than anybody else does it. I'm all for people getting hired. I'm all for people finding jobs and working. This is why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter does not depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just 24 hours. That's pretty incredible. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You screen it, you rate, and you manage the candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And now, anyone listening to our podcast today that posts on ZipRecruiter, you do it for free. Repeat, free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Nancy Grace. ZipRecruiter.com/Nancy Grace. One more time, try it free. Free. Find the person you're looking for. Hire somebody today. Get them working. ZipRecruiter.com/Nancy Grace. ZipRecruiter, thank you for what you are doing in the job market. And thank you for being our partner. Okay, back to Ted Kaplan. Okay, I want to talk about their relationship. And if you want to know more about it, I'm just telling you, this reporter at Philly.com is awesome. I was reading what she wrote. The title is, Kaplan followed, quote, God's leading, says mother of girls he took as, quote, wives. This is by the Justine McDaniel I was telling you about. And I learned all about his, quote, marriage to the underage girls, he taught the female members of the family how to be, quote, wives, that they were made to be submissive. I don't know where that is coming from. I try to focus more on the New Testament than the Old Testament, but let me just get back to this. We learn at the get-go about their family life, an overcrowded, ration-filled home where 11 girls, 9 sisters, and the oldest girl's 2 daughters, I'm sure they were getting queued up to be the next victims. All these children in the home, 9 girls and 2 of their children that they had by him. And we learned how there wasn't enough food and they had to ration the food. And we learned about the relationship the family had with Ted Kaplan before he got a hold of all the children. The mother tried to blame her husband for giving her as a wife to Kaplan, and how it was all about money. It was about money. He propped them up financially. Alan, that's where it all started.
I'm seeing here, as I'm looking at this, that the mother actually did enter a guilty plea to child endangerment.
And got practically nothing.
Yeah.
Practically nothing.
And the father pled no contest to the same charge.
Practically no jail time. And this is another thing I saw, and I learned this when I was working at the Atlanta Battered Women's Center as a volunteer for almost 10 years. The prophet, Ted Kaplan, brainwashed the family, isolated them from the outside world while sexually abusing the girls. And that is, Alan, one, as you know this from all the cases you've studied and covered and investigated, you isolate the victim to where they don't even see there's another way to live. I remember it would break my heart when I would be investigating cases and I would go into the, quote, worst areas to find witnesses. And there would be children growing up with their parents as hookers and dopers. And they knew no other way to live. They didn't know that there was school and college and a life outside of that microcosm. And that is what abusers do to their victims. They don't know there's another life out there, Alan.
It's amazing how there are people who are isolated in this world, but this is purposeful. I mean, there's geographic where you just like live in a certain small community and never travel. That could even be in a big city. You just never get out of East LA, let's say. But this guy wouldn't even let him out of the house and completely brainwash them.
They would go around the neighborhood and the neighbors could see them tending chickens in the backyard. The girls, all of them, wore homemade clothes. They had unkempt hair. You could smell urine at the front door. There was no soap, no toothbrushes in the home, the entire home. There were not enough beds for all the children. Mattresses were set up upstairs. Windows could not be opened. Just, it was full of fish tanks, canned food. There was a chicken coop with an egg incubator. I guess that's how they were fed, Alan. Hmm. They would raise chickens and eat the eggs.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying they never even left to go to the grocery store. A large amount of machinery and tools. And a lot of this is photographic evidence that came out at trial. So why do you believe they took such a light plea with the mother and let her get away with this?
I always wonder about this when they do this. We've dealt with this in many other cases where some people, like the lady who is now at kindergarten volunteering at her kid's school, even though she's a serial killer, she got 12 years. How does that happen? I mean, these prosecutors, God bless them. Some of these prosecutors I know are just absolutely wonderful people. But is it just like you go and punch the clock and you want to get the case done? Is that it? you know, there are those who have a fire under them. You obviously had a fire under you, and you got all you could get out of a case. But you know better than me. Why do they do that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they thought they needed her testimony in order to make the case, but I disagree. I think the case could have been made very simply with really one witness, the lab worker who would perform a DNA test on one of those babies to say the DNA matched Kaplan and one of the underage girls of the baby.
That is scientific evidence, isn't it?
And bam, that's your case right there. Now, is that the entire case? No. But what I'm saying is, you could make this case without the mother. And some of these girls are now teens, up in their teens, and they can testify. Clearly, one of them is 19 at this point. Oh, gosh. The more I read about it, the more I get upset. These little bitty girls, younger than my daughter, Lucy, younger than her.
As the good Methodist that you are and that I am, my favorite books in the New Testament were written by Paul. Ephesians, right? Paul's letter to the Ephesians.
Yeah.
My favorite, okay? The testimony on this guy,
Kaplan, I know this is going somewhere.
He there's testimony that he took the New Testament and he ripped out all of the letters of Paul from the Bible. Those were his least favorite. What does that say about him?
You know what's...
Give us a little Bible study. What does that mean if you rip Paul out of the New Testament?
Well, you're ripping a lot of it out and of the New Testament, and you're relying on the Old Testament, where very often you see multiple wives in the Old Testament. None of that is mentioned as I know it, and I'm certainly no expert. You know, I'm just a rank sinner, and I know that, and that's the deal. I just try to be better. But, you know, that's funny that you like Ephesians. My fave is Romans, but which was also written by Paul.
Yes.
Who was, here's the kicker with that, Saul, the Christian killer. Saul was the Christian persecutor. Then he became Paul, the apostle. But that's a whole other can of worms.
His writings are about love and understanding and really wise, wise letters to these congregations. But they offended this guy.
Can I tell you something else? Okay, while it's just us chickens here, listen to this. The wife, who I am just, she's just killing me. Savila Stolfus. Said she stated that she also moved in with Kaplan and that she became jealous of her own daughters and stated that she was forced to compete with her own daughters for Kaplan's sex and affection. You know what? I'm not going to be happy until this woman is in jail for what she allowed. She had a hand in this. She is, in my mind, just as guilty as Kaplan. And I really resent that they used her as a witness and gave her immunity or gave her a cheap deal. You got to have some backbone and get in there and believe in your case and not do it. Well, you know, I used to tell juries, sometimes you got to go to hell to get the witness to put the devil in jail. So, you know what? I'm not going to trash them. They're not the bad guys, the prosecutors. Kaplan is the bad guy. The mom is the bad guy, and everybody that knew. And once again, defects, you know, they sit on their thumb while this goes down. So this is happening in a Philly suburb. How they didn't know it, I don't know. I guess it goes back to the original statement, Alan. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. As long as you don't look at it, it doesn't exist.
We need to talk about that more at some point, about when... Should you speak up? Because there's a lot of reluctance out there to speak up.
Man, you're not kidding, Alan. You are not kidding. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go hug on my babies. You know, they're 9. But can you believe this, Alan? These little girls, it's just awful. And the rest of their lives, they're going to grow up with this is their memory. And this is what I learned about child molestation victims. You know, they get past the actual act, but the feeling of helplessness and nobody helping them and being powerless, that stays with them forever, forever. The rest of their lives, they're going to have to contend with this thanks to their own mother. So that's what I'm screaming this morning.
And we should note that a Pennsylvania jury found Lee Kaplan guilty on all 17 counts of sexually assaulting these underage girls after 10 hours of deliberation this week. And he could get up to 40 years in prison on each count when he's sentenced later. That could keep him locked away for the rest of his life.
Nancy Grace, Crime Stories, signing off. Goodbye, friend.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Pause for a big thank you to our partner making today's program possible. It's Dexcom. With the new Dexcom G7, you get better diabetes results without those awful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or to your watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affect your glucose. It makes it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's so easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Thanks, Dexcom, for being our partner.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.